So in this video, we're going to look at some advanced AI video tricks that you may not be aware of. So firstly, for production level AI videos, I tend to use AgentX. And part of the reason I do this is because I like to mix different kind of video types and modalities. And so I don't just have a single text video. I have a AI avatar video with AI stock video created with Luma Labs laid over it, with text slides laid over it. And I kind of want to mix pure AI video with other types, because quite frankly, right now, having a full 10-minute AI video isn't quite there yet. And I'm actually working on something within this space. A lot of other people are working on things within this space, and no doubt this will improve over the next 12 months or so. But right now, you cannot just use a single AI tool and create a workable video that can go into production as a sales video. The only exception to that, I would say, are the talking head videos. Although, even then, a talking head just looking directly at the screen and talking for 3 minutes is going to be a little bit dry. And so you will probably want to layer other media and text on top of it. So that's the first kind of trick I want to point out, the first point, really. The second thing I want to point out is you can actually remove watermarks with Runway, okay? So just in the same way that we can remove watermarks from images with ClipDrop, we can remove watermarks from videos with Runway. Although, of course, if a watermark does happen to fall on one of the corners, then we can just open that video up in our video editing tool and zoom in so that watermark disappears off the screen. Okay, so that is another way to do that. And the third point to make is Runway Slow-Mo, which I mentioned before, is the best way to extend videos and in the process smooth them out as well, I've found. Because actually most AI video tools can extend. You can generate one video and then extend it out. But what tends to happen is the second part, the extended part, tends to go a little bit weird. Sometimes I'll run an extension and, for like turning a 5 second video into a 10 second video, and then it starts to get weird around second eight. I'll then import that 8 second video into Runway and set the slow motion at 0.5, and then it will turn that into a 16 second slow mo video. Okay. So the extension features can work on these video tools, but they are a little bit hit and miss. And the longer the video extends, the weirder and the more detached things get from that initial frame that you gave it, that initial image frame. Also, lastly, consistent characters can be really useful. And so if you really want to create like a narrative with this, then and create like a kind of a story or some kind of themed video around a single character, then there are kind of a couple of ways to do this. Both of these are experimental. And I'm probably not going to take much more of a deep dive into this. But the first thing you want to do is to create consistent characters with MJ and create, a few different images of the same character using that consistent character feature. Then import each of those into Luma Labs, perhaps to make some kind of a short story or some narrative. And then, of course, you can chain those together. You can potentially also import some of them into DID or HeyGen, or one of the other tools to have your avatar actually talk in certain scenes. And then the other thing that I'm going to very briefly mention, I probably won't do a demo of within this training series, is you can also use a tool called Live Portrait, which is just kind of appeared on the scene in the last couple of months, and actually allows you to use your face as the control for a particular video or image. And so you can actually upload an image or a video, and then you can talk and move your face and move your mouth. And as you do so, it will then control what the image or the video does. And so one idea I had was to go on to Pexels and find a few, like a collection with a load of people in it. Sometimes they have like the same actor, and they have like 20 videos of the same actor in the same scene. And if you kind of look at the video, it can kind of you can kind of imagine it as like a sequence and start to imagine a story building. We can take a load of those videos, pull them into Live Portrait, and control what one or both of the actors are saying, and potentially also, change your voice using some of the other AI voice-to-voice tools we talked about earlier, and basically build like a little story. Now, this is like a whole rabbit hole similar to the music stuff, where I just don't have the time and the inclination to go into this. But if you are so inclined, I think you can do some very, very powerful stuff with this. And but if there is one point to take from this, I would say that bear in mind AI video, certainly one narrow type of AI video, whether it's videos you create with Luma Labs or videos you create with avatars, in and of themselves, they can be a little bit, a little bit dry and also a little bit error prone. And so they are best when combined with other types of video to create something more engaging, okay? So hopefully that covers it for this section, and I'll see you guys in the next one.